Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Kansas State University outgoing President Richard Myers joining us here on the show. I'd asked him about a question here about a rumor we've been hearing about potential structural deficiencies at Weifald Hall, and that seems to be maybe unsubstantiated.
Well, the best I can tell. So I've asked Dr. Thomas Lane. He's our Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and residence halls and dining fall under him. And then he says that it's the first anybody in his group's heard about this. So I don't know. It must be, if it's more than rumor, somebody needs to come forward and tell us what you're talking about, because we certainly don't know about it.
Okay. Well, good enough. As far as other facilities here, there's been, of course, a lot of excitement here around athletics, the new Olympic-style indoor facility and volleyball arena that have been planned. What does the future hold for the Natatorium? Is there plans for that yet?
Well, so first of all, on the new volleyball arena, those who were attending games in Ahern knew that we kind of exhausted the ability to play there. Especially when it was warm out, it was not conducive to go to athletics, especially with our student athletes, but also for the fans. So, and that, by the way, that's all done with philanthropy, right? There's no state money. There's no tuition money. It's all people that care deeply about Kansas State and Kansas State athletics. So we're really, in 2023, we'll be there. We'll have a new facility. Natatorium. The current Natatorium is old. It would need to be totally reconditioned. That's a lot of money. And I would say one way to think about this, we'd like to participate with the community in some sort of facility like that. But we can't do it by ourselves. We can't put a lot of money into it right now. And it's simply not core. We talked about College of Agriculture and the things they need. Those are core facilities that contribute directly to our economy in the state of Kansas. The Natatorium is nice to have, but not core. We'd all like that. We all like to exercise in the pool. We like to have a place for swim teams to practice and so forth. But the facility just requires too much work. So I think that's something that could be on the drawing board for the future, hopefully, in some sort of collaboration with the community. But right now, there's nothing that I know of that's actively planned.
All right. Well, I'm going to get more into your retirement here because we're getting kind of short on time. But as far as accomplishments that you're most proud of?
Well, I'll let other people think about that. You know, I don't do things to create a legacy. That's never been my driver. I do things because they're the right thing to do for the institution and to move us forward. So others can think about that and so forth. I will say I think we've got a really good team of people here that care deeply about this university, about this community, about this state, and I'm proud of them and proud of what we've been able to do, work our way through a pandemic, the budget impact that had, work our way through that and come out the other end in decent shape. Just this economic prosperity plan that we just released, that took a lot of work by a lot of people, and we're in the middle of trying to execute that right now and serve our state as we should, as a land-grant institution. So really proud of all that. And I think from a just business processes, I think we've done a lot over the last several years to get our business processes in better shape, more modern, more like the rest of those universities that are thriving out there, so we can take on the future.
Are there any things that you wish you could have done differently or maybe improved upon?
Well, every day. I mean, we think about that every day. But, I mean, if you're saying, are there any regrets? No. There's a lot of – you can always – when you look back, you can say, gee, I wish I had done that a little differently or this a little differently. But, you know, we do things so collaborative here. We get a lot of input at the beginning. We have – this is a campus where this notion of shared governance is really believed in and executed that way. So just meeting with the Student Governing Association at breakfast or leadership the other day, we talked about that. And a lot of campuses play lip service to, yes, our Student Government Association is involved in governance. Well, ours really is. And they make hard decisions around money they control, budgets they control. They put a lot of passion and time and their intellect into this. And and they get a lot of help and coaching and mentoring from the administration, but they're the ones that have to make the decision. So Faculty Senate in approving things that go forward. All these partnerships we have, the Support Staff Senate, these are important relationships. And so I think they're very, very healthy right now. And I just hope they stay that way, because you're going to have a lot fewer regrets if you do things through this shared governance model, because no one person knows the answer to any of these big problems today. It takes all of us. And at K-State, I'm proud to say, or at least my view is, everybody's had a voice. And eventually the president has to make the decision, but by that time, you pretty much know what the path is. You don't divine that on your own.
Now, you came here 5 years ago to Kansas City University, accomplished four-star general, you very decorated military career. This is a big change of pace here, leading a university of this nature. What have been the challenges of that, and what have you learned from your time here?
Well, I've told people, I think a lot of people have heard this before, but, you know, as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I didn't command anybody. I was an advisor. And so everything that you do is that the chairman or the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the other service chiefs and the chairman and the vice chairman, the way you get things done is through a lot of collaboration, building consensus, and advising the Secretary of the National Security Council and eventually the President on military matters. That's how you get things done. Not unlike a university. So and I think people think that, well, the military is a four-star. You just dictate and you say, turn left, turn right. No, we don't do it. That's not how it works. That's not how it works at a university either. And I'm just really proud of, really proud of our team that is helped us all learn how to navigate through some really, really difficult issues, whether they're social justice related, whether they're economic, whether they're budget, enrollment, all these things that we've worked on, we've done that together. And that's how we worked when I was a chairman. It wasn't as big a change. The big change is learning about the ecosystem we call academia. And while I was had done some teaching, I did not understand that very well. And so when you come into a place like K-State, you spend a lot of time listening and learning before you start opining on anything. And, of course, Dr. Linton, Rich will come here knowing a lot about academia. His spin-up time will be a lot shorter in terms of, I think, being effective earlier.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting dynamic. Because a lot of us won't get to know what it's like to lead a university, and so it's kind of neat to get this kind of perspective and insight. Has it at least been enjoyable? Do you find it enjoyable doing this work?
I wouldn't say at least. This has been one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done in my life. I never imagined, this was not on my bucket list. I mean, I was tapped to be the interim. I said I'd do that, but you better find somebody quick because I want to get back to my family back in Virginia. And then I came just to love this place, the students, the faculty, the staff, just everything we do. The nobility of the mission of higher education, the nobility of trying to improve the economic prosperity of the citizens of Kansas, and for that matter, the world. We have worldwide reach. We have research going on around the world that USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, has given us grants to help other countries prosper and increase the prosperity, the economic prosperity of those citizens, sometimes just the survival. So there's no more noble mission than higher education, in my view. And I feel really privileged and honored, Mary Jo and I both do, to be here for almost 6 years doing that. It's been not only fun, but very, very fulfilling. And I'm so glad that I threw my hat in the ring. I mean, there was a time when I wasn't thinking about doing that. And after talking to the family and so forth, they all said, if you want to do it, do it. So I've not seen a lot of family over the last 6 years. Some, not it's not been total withdrawal from the family, but not as much as I hope in the future that we'll be able to interact and do things.
And so you mentioned your last day is February 11th. Your birthday is right around my birthday, I think, March 1st, right?
It is, exactly, okay. Yeah.
Mine's February 28th, so you'll be 80, right?
I'll be 80, and I'm going to tune in and make sure Dave announces my name. I'm going to tune in to K-Man wherever I am in the world, and by golly, he better say something about my birthday.
You know, if I say anything about you, it'll probably be nice.
He had to say that because he's sitting right on the other side of this glass.
You know that's not right. I would say that any day and every day about you.
That is my birthday, though. I don't know where you were going with that. But I will be 80, and so that was part of the decision tree, you know.
80?
Yes.
And you don't look a day over 79.
I know, but I am. I'm several days over it. Dave, you're so kind.
I know.
But that goes into the decision tree. Yeah, you're healthy. I feel healthy now. I feel like I have good energy now, but it's time to let somebody else have a crack at this. And Rich Linton's exactly, he and Sally are exactly the right people to come to Manhattan and take us to the next level, and they will do that. I have no doubt about that.
Well, the reason I bring it up is, do you feel at this point in your life that you've still got your health and some time here left for you to enjoy retirement?
Yeah, so there's some things. I've got some plans in retirement, most of which have not been approved by Mary Jo yet. So they've been proposed, but we have what we call shared governance in our household too. And she has the biggest share of that governance, and so we're trying to negotiate what the next few years are going to look like.
It's not a dictatorship there.
No, well, I try, but I get smacked down quite regularly. So
so it's like a 60-40 thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Or more?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure getting to chat with you here, and I've been honored to get to know you here the last few years. So appreciate you coming on and being open with us here.
Brandon, I appreciate it too, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on K-Man and talk to all your great listeners out there and hopefully inform them a little bit about Kansas State University.
Well, enjoy retirement. We'll see you here around the community the next couple months.
You will, and beyond.
All right, sounds good. President Richard Myers here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.